This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Consider this your midweek reminder that the grade A economic news of this week comes Friday. The latest readings on inflation will be upon us and that big speech by Fed Chair Jay Powell out in Jackson Hole. But believe it or not, the Fed's got more going on right now than a speech about when and how high the central bank is going to send interest rates. Way less publicized is the Fed's unwinding of its big bond buying program. It was called quantitative easing when the Fed was buying bonds. It is now called quantitative tightening. Another way the Fed is trying to push interest rates up to get inflation less inflated. That unwinding, though, is set to speed up quite a bit next month. So Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has this primer.
The Fed uses the bond market as an indirect way of raising or lowering interest rates. Economist Chris Rupke at Forward Bonds says this interest rate tool works mostly in the background.
Well, it's a mystery. It's done by the man behind the curtain.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
In The Wizard of Oz, the man behind the curtain had a hot air balloon. So does the Fed. The Fed blew up the balloon during the pandemic, ratcheting up its bond buying so it flooded financial markets with money. With plenty of cash to go around, interest rates fell. People spent more, stimulating the economy. Now the Fed is starting to undo that.
They're trying to deflate the balloon. They're trying to pull money out of the economy.
That's former Fed economist Claudia Sahm. She says when the bonds the Fed is holding on its balance sheet mature, the Fed isn't reinvesting that money back into the bond market. The Fed's balance sheet shrinks, and it's going to shrink faster starting in September.
And if there's less money out there, well, it gets more expensive to borrow money.
Then consumers and businesses buy less, the economy cools, and inflation falls. A hike in mortgage rates, for example, ripples through the economy, says Tulane University economist Gary Hoover.
As everything that's tied to housing will be impacted.
Sales of things like furniture and appliances fall, pushing inflation down, at least in theory, if the Fed's bond balloon lands in the right place. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.